the same.
Nope.
The Danny Schaefer Show. The new Q105.5.
7:58, Danny and the girls hanging out with you on a Monday. Sunshine today with a high near 60, and then partly sunny tomorrow and 74. 80 on Wednesday. Love that. Summer-esque. 46 here at the Q. 419-240-1055. That's the number to play along. Boy, it's been pretty dead out there today, though. So I don't know. You think it's even going to work? We give away this prize pack, Susie?
Oh, no. We can try it. It's great. It's exciting. It's food.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where you got to call up and participate in.
Well, that's usually how it works anyway, right?
No, usually it's you take a caller and you give it away because you don't, you know, make it easy on the listeners.
Oh, we don't challenge ourselves. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yes. I think this could be good because I think a lot of people have code words for sex that they'll say when their kids are around, and that, you know, lets the significant other know it's about go time.
Oh.
Yeah. Like water.
That's
like
what it is.
Watermelon. You say watermelon, then they know
that
you work it into the conversation in some way.
So it's not like a safe
like,
word. It's no, just like
safe
a
word
code
is,
word.
No, like safe words are when it's on like Donkey Kong and they're getting a little too rough. And so you yell, Yahtzee! Which is
Portugal.
Never yours. Have you ever uttered that word during that time?
No, I have not.
Yeah,
me neither. Used that yet.
Me neither. What about you, Susan?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Susie's like, bring it on more. Put a foot pedal to the metal. Anyway, so we'll do that after 8 o'clock because we're getting ready to go into another break, and then we have a long segment. People can play along. What will be the prize that they're playing for today, Susan?
Well, we have a $50 gift card to 1000 Degrees Neapolitan Pizza out on Monroe Street,
which is delicious.
Yes.
I can't check if it's sold out, but I bet it sold out all the ones
from
Friday.
I bet you it is,
you can
too.
check it out, because if not, you need to get up there and get those people, because there was hardly any left on Friday. I can't imagine they're still up there. Anyway, it was really, really good, and they make your pizza in 2.5 minutes while you're standing there telling them what to put on.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like some more cheese, please.
Yeah.
And they do it, and it doesn't jack up the rate, which is really awesome.
Philly steak one was awesome.
I tried two on Friday. That was the better of the two by a lot. I would order that all damn day.
Yeah.
It was very good, very fresh, very yummy. All right, so a lot of people break up on the weekends because he does something stupid or whatever. You can't get along. And so it's like, no, I am done with you. We are over. We are through, blah, blah, blah. And then right after that, you want to pay him back, right? You want to make him hurt. So what do? You start taking better care of yourself. You look damn good. And then you get on a dating site. Now, here's some Q-tips for you to help you with your profile picture. There is a formula for the perfect online dating profile pic. Now, Paul's on, what is it, Tons of Fish?
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty.
He's up there, and Yummy320 is his username, so if you want to check him out.
Not creepy at all.
New. A new study just came out, basically, to, you know, roadmap it for folks to game the system to put together the right profile pic. You got to have the right kind of photo if you're a dude, and if you're a woman. But they're totally different. So here's some Q-tips for you. The ideal photo, if you're a guy, is where you're looking straight at the camera.
Oh, done.
Okay.
Paul's did that.
Yes.
Smiling without showing your teeth.
Yep.
Paul, I don't think
that.
He did.
No.
Does Paul have teeth?
It's better to smile with no teeth.
That's what it says.
As a guy.
Guys look straight in the camera, no teeth.
No teeth.
Okay, that's the only tip. Other than that, if you're hideously ugly, then you're on your own.
But maybe your teeth are jacked up.
So that's why you do no teeth.
But then we find out later your teeth are wonky, and then
it's
we're
right.
Like, oh, man, we were misled. Okay.
So you would dump somebody if they have wonky teeth?
Yeah, maybe.
Depends on how wonky.
Yeah,
right. You could be
like
missing
chicklets.
A couple.
They look like chicklets that are all going different directions.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Women, you do the opposite. You look away. Look away from the camera, you know, like you're longing
looking
for someone.
Afar.
You look away from the camera, and you show your chiclets. You show your teeth.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like you're having
fun. They like the smile, the full smile. Yeah.
It looks like you're looking away, and it's like, and you're longing, and you're looking, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And
for something better.
Yep. So that's what you do. Guys are twice as likely to have their photo liked if they look straight ahead and show no teeth.
Then they have nothing to hide, theoretically.
Women, more likely to get noticed if you're looking off to the side. 76% more likely if you smile with teeth, 69% more likely if you're the only one in the photo. So don't have a dog, don't have a baby, don't have a friend.
Like a group shot or something.
Don't do that.
Okay.
All right. A few things that work on men and women are artsy black and white photos.
Really?
Pictures of you playing a sport. And competitive eating, Paul, not a sport. And candid shots where you don't look like you're posing. You know, like having your hands on your chin and
right,
your head.
Or doing the duck face thing.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, gosh. They should outlaw that in America.
They really should.
A few things that don't do well with men or women are pictures and sunglasses. So if you're going to do a dating profile pic, don't wear sunglasses.
And well, unless you're, you know, want to date a gambler, then it's perfect.
Or somebody who likes to smoke the ganja.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. If you're looking for a fellow pothead.
Dope smokers usually always wear the glasses. Let's see. Don't use crazy filters is another Q-tip. Photos at the beach. Photos with someone who might be an ex. And selfies in general. Don't do any of that.
Oh, don't do selfies.
Do
That's
not do that. No selfies.
I bet a lot of people do selfies.
Especially don't do bathroom selfies, because those are just creepy. where you take a shot of yourself looking in the mirror?
Yeah.
Those are just stupid.
Okay.
Because it's funny. People do. You know why people do that? Because they like the way they look better in a mirror than the way they look on their phone.
Well, plus you can get the full body shot or
so
a lot
they
more.
Do that,
you know what I mean? You can't. It's hard to get
your arms aren't long enough to get your knees in. Understood.
Right. You have to use a selfie stick to get your whatever. And it's, you know, if that just helps one person, then our work here is done. Mm. All right.
It is kind of interesting, though, the different things, like the subtle things, like the black and white thing. That kind of surprises me. But it says no filter.
No filter.
Don't you got to filter it to be black and white?
Right. I mean, it's just weird. The look away and the smile and the no smile. Those little things are kind of interesting. Yeah, the teeth or no teeth.
You want to get a lot of attention, though? Slip a nip. Bam. Very popular.
Slip a nip? Yep. Is that what you would do? Would you slip a nip?
No. I am off the market.
How does that even happen?
I'm out of the game.
Paul could slip a nip, though.
He could. We could try that. If he doesn't get more, what is he on? Tons of fish?
Yeah, plenty of fish.
Load of fish. Anyway, if it doesn't work by the end of the week, then we should have him
slip
do it.
A nip.
Yeah. We should have a
He's
change
got
his profile
to slip.
Pic. He does.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, show some cleavage.
He might have to contort himself a little bit to get there, but.
No, we can do it. We can just do a straight up shot of just his nip.
That
just
would
do
not
that.
Be
Make that his whole profile
slipping
pic.
A nip then. That would just be.
Nip.
Nip.
There'd be no slipping there.
That would just
That'd
be full on nip.
That would be. Hairy nip. Yummy 320.
Oh, that would be his new nickname.
We could do
nip.
That. Hairy nip. We could change his profile around just to make it more interesting. Anyway.
Everybody needs
All right,
a
so we're
going
to come back for the contest, so
day.
Play along. We have had a damn stressful morning, people.
It sure has been stressful.
We're off the air. The computer's all screwed up. I sat here for 2.5 hours and twiddled my thumbs because everything was off. And
we were slipping nips all over
the
place.
Oh, we were. And I'm just sitting here going, I'm talking to the other morning shows. They're like, anybody got any cards? We can play cards. Nobody had anything to do. We're just sitting here waiting whatever till it finally righted itself. And we're still about halfway to where we need to be.
But your thumb is out of your butt, so that's good.
I did zero show prep, and you can tell. All right, we have to break. But first, any shade for Brandywine Country Club, the only all-inclusive private country club in Northwest Ohio. Back in the day, you know, when I had money before kids, I was a member of a country club. And one of the biggest pet peeves was all the nickel and dime stuff. Every year it's $100 locker fee, and then it's $100 range fee, and then it's, your minimums for the dining room, and it's like, oh my gosh, and then you got, you know, $300 or whatever it was a month just to have your membership for unlimited golf.
Yeah, you would take us out to dinner because you needed to use it up.
I did. I'm like, hey, we're having a show dinner over at my place because I got to use this. Well, there's none of that over at Brandywine. You just pay one price, that's it. Now, they have a restaurant, and it's awesome, Brandywine's Champions Restaurant, open to the public. That's not a private restaurant, which is nice because a lot of people can go there and enjoy it, and their Sunday brunch, it just kills. And the food is fantastic. So if you're looking for a place where you have unlimited golf, golf cart, pool, fitness, all the social events, and at Brandywine, they need tons of social events, and you get a private club membership where there's no surprises, then you might want to give them a call or at least check them out online at brandywinecc.com. I cannot wait to play. I was going to try to play this week. I don't know if it's going to work out. But I want to play Brandywine because they had to reconfigure it because of the Andersons. So
oh,
they reconfigured
right.
it. And it is Arthur Hill's design. And everybody I've talked to that's played it says, you're going to like it better now than it was before. I'm like, oh, I'll be the judge of that. And then we're going to go in and we're going to have some cocktails because they have happy hour Monday through Friday, 5 to 7, perfect right after. $3 drafts, $4 well drinks, $5 appetizers, or five different appetizers for $5 each. So they're really, really doing a great job at Brandywine. And they've officially come back, people, just so you know. So check it out if you're a golfer. Like I said, brandywinecc.com, or you can call them 419-865-2393. 865-2393. And when you call them at Brandywine, be sure to tell them Denny Schaefer sent you. Broadcasting from